So verses 23 and 24. 23 is on the... Anyway, 23 and 24. Yeah. So we'll do 23 together, and then I'll read 24 myself. Mahat Tatvad Vikoravanad Bhagavad Virya Sambhavat Kriya Shaktir Ahankaras Tri Vita Samapadyata Mahatadvad Vakurvanad Bhagavad Virya Sambhavat Kriya Shaktir Ahankaras Trivida Samapadyata Mahatadvad Vakurvanad Bhagavad Virya Sambhavat Kriya Shaktir Ankaras Trivida Samapadyata Mahatatvad Vikurvanad Bhagavad Virya Sambhavat Kriya Shaktir Ahankaras Trivida Samapadyata Trivida Samapadyata Atatvad Vikurvanad Bhagavad Virya Sambhavat Kriya Shaktir Ahankaras Trivida Samapadyata Mahatat, I'll read the next verse also there together here. Vaikarikas tai jasascha, tamasascha yatobhava, manasaschendriyanam cha, bhutanam mahatamapi. Word for word. Mahatatvat. From the Mahatatva. The Kauravanat, undergoing a change. Bhagavat Virya Sambhavat, evolved from the Lord's own energy. Kriya Shakti, endowed with active power. Ahankara, the material ego. Trivida, of the three kinds, Samapadyata, sprang up, Vaikarika, material ego in transformed goodness, Taijasa, material ego in passion, Cha, and Tamasa, material ego in ignorance. Cha, also, yata, from which Bhava, the origin, Manasa, of the mind, Cha, and Indriyanam, of the senses for perception and action, Cha, and Bhutanam Mahatam, of the five gross elements, Api, also. I'm afraid we actually have to put scaffolding up and close the windows because the birds are starting to reclaim that area. They're going to be nesting there just any time. Translation. The material ego springs up from the Mahatattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed predominantly with active power of three kinds, good, passionate, and ignorant. It is from these three types of material ego that the mind, the senses of perception, the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve. Very interesting. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the beginning, from clear consciousness, or the pure state of Krishna consciousness, the first contamination sprang up. This is called false ego, or identification of the body as self. The living entity exists in the natural state of Krishna consciousness, but he has marginal independence, and this allows him to forget Krishna. Originally, pure Krishna consciousness exists, but because of misuse of marginal independence, there is a chance of forgetting Krishna. This is exhibited in actual life. There are many instances in which someone acting in Krishna consciousness suddenly changes. Oh, Hare Krishna. Oh, yes. We have seen that. Someone acting in Krishna consciousness suddenly changes. In the Upanishads, it is stated, therefore, that the path of spiritual realization is just like the sharp edge of a razor. The example is very appropriate. One shaves his cheek with a sharp razor very nicely, but as soon as his attention is diverted from the activity, he immediately cuts his cheek because he mishandles the razor. Not only must one come to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness, but one must also be very careful. Any inattentiveness or carelessness may cause fall down. This fall down is due to false ego. From the status of pure consciousness, the false ego is born because of misuse of independence. We cannot argue about why false ego arises. We cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. That's a very interesting and important point, because so many times devotees try to sort of, you know, challenge that. Yeah, you could say. We cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. Factually, there's always the chance that this will happen, and therefore one has to be very careful. False ego is the basic principle for all material activities, which are executed in the modes of material nature. As soon as one deviates from pure Krishna consciousness, he increases his entanglement in material reaction. The entanglement of materialism is the material mind, and from this material mind, the senses and material organs become manifest. Okay. Let's read the verse again. Verses. Mahattattvad vikuravanad bhagavad virya sambhavat kriya shaktir lahankaras trivida samapadyata vaikarikastai jasascha tamasascha yatobhava manasash chendriyanam cha bhutanam mahatam api. The material ego springs up from the mahatattva, which evolved from the Lord's own energy. The material ego is endowed predominantly with active power of three kinds: good, passionate, and ignorant. It is from these three types of material ego that the mind, the senses of perception, the organs of action, and the gross elements evolve. Nama Om Vishnu Badai Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastya Chade Chitarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Vanchikap Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anat Kuri Vaishnavrinda Kijai. Srila Prabhupada Kijai. So, yes, now this is very interesting and very important point being made here. Prabhupada's really focusing on this point. And it's amazing, actually, that when it comes to the development of material life, you could say evolution, but let's just say development, from pure Krishna consciousness into material life. And of course we're all in, or have been in, we're all fortunate to have the opportunity to become Krishna conscious, but we're all coming from being deeply involved in material life. So in that development from pure Krishna consciousness before into material life, which we've all been involved in for such a long time, the first step, the first thing that happens is false ego appears. And then, as Prabhupada points out here and towards the end of the purport, false ego is the basic principle for all material activities. But anyway, finally, he says, last sentence, the entanglement of materialism. You know, it begins with the false ego, but then it develops from there. The entanglement of materialism is the material mind. And from this material mind, the senses and material organs become manifest. Yes. Oftentimes we blame the mind. Oftentimes we blame the mind. And the mind is worthy of blaming. That's okay. But actually, the root, where it all comes from, is false ego. False ego, what is false ego? In principle, false ego means that actually, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. In fact, that is what I am by nature. It is within me. It cannot be removed from me. It is just fixed there. That is what I am. But somehow, as Prabhupada says here, misuse of our marginal independence, we forgot who we are. And then we started thinking that we are someone who we are not. Another person, totally different person. And that person, of course, exists with the sense that I am whoever that person is. That is the basis, that I am a resident of the material world. I am male, I am female, and I am this age or that age, and I am this species or that species. All these things are based on the idea, the strongly held idea that I am a particular person in the material context, in material life. But actually, the fact is that I am not that person. I am another person. I am an eternal spiritual person, the eternal servant of Krishna. That's what I am. So material life cannot begin without false ego. If one cannot give up, like more or less completely give up the idea that I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, then how can one completely adopt the idea that I am another person? Yes, so that is the power of ignorance. Prabhupada in the verse itself, Lord Kapila says that the material ego, the false ego, is endowed with active power, a real shakti is there, of goodness, passion, or ignorance. But the first step is one has to become ignorant. That's why it's sometimes said, that of all the modes of material nature, the mode of ignorance is the strongest. Sometimes it's said like that. Because without being deeply under the power of ignorance, how will one forget who one is? Yeah. And if you're still thinking, I am like this, I'm the eternal servant of Krishna, then how are you going to get into material life? Even if you have some attraction, but how are you going to get into it and become absorbed in material existence? Sri Sri Radharadnath, Sri Giri Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. You won't be able to get into it. You will remain in, you could say, something like a sort of schizophrenic state, split personality. Am I this? Am I that? Just like in Bhagavad Gita we just read a couple of weeks ago now, when Lord Krishna showed the universal form, and Arjuna saw particularly the feature of time as so destructive and just in such ghastly ways, eating people. What can you say? And he went into a state of deep shock. And immediately he asked Krishna, who are you? 'Cause I've known you as my cousin for many years. Many years. really many, many decades, many decades. I've known you in one way as an extremely nice person, very dear to me, very close to me, and very affectionate towards me. But now I see you as this ghastly mass murderer. It's true. Talk about mass murderer, killing every living entity. I thought you were a nice guy. I don't know if you've ever had the experience. Well, anyway, I don't know if you've ever had the experience of knowing someone and finding out there's another side to their nature, really another side to their nature, some Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. During the days, very nice chappy. At night, he goes out killing people. Ah, oh, Krishna, save us from madness. Material life is already madness without going overboard. Yes, so here though, Lord Kapila and Prabhupada explains further about this false ego, this false identity manifests in goodness, passion, ignorance, or some combination. But ultimately, ignorance forms a foundation, forgetting Krishna. Because material life means, first you forget Krishna, then material life develops. Without forgetting Krishna, there's no real materialistic way of life with complete absorption in that materialistic way of life. It can't be. Not like real material life. So then Prabhupada, here in the purport, is making this extremely important point. Well, there's a couple. One is, we mentioned as we're reading the purport, Prabhupada warns, we cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. And I can just report back to yourselves as someone who's involved a lot in trying to present Krishna consciousness to particularly devotees, actually. And I can report back to you that I don't know how many times I've been asked, how is it possible that if we were in pure Krishna consciousness, in love with Krishna, as Prabhupada says here, in the beginning, from clear consciousness or the pure state of Krishna consciousness, the first contamination sprang up. So how many times asked, how can it be? How could it be? Pure Krishna consciousness, it's just, how could forgetfulness of Krishna arise? How could some other idea arise other than just serving Krishna if you're in that pure state, in that pure place, the spiritual world? Anyway, I can report to you that it's been plenty of times, and I don't doubt that we'll be asked that question again many times too. But Prabhupada says here, we cannot argue about why false ego arises from pure consciousness. Factually, there is always the chance that this will happen. So what to do? That's the practical point. What to do about it? Seeing the danger. The danger will always be around somewhere. So what to do, Prabhupada says, and therefore one has to be very careful. And Prabhupada makes the point here that because of misuse of marginal independence, there's a chance of forgetting Krishna. This is exhibited in actual life. There are many instances in which someone acting in Krishna consciousness suddenly changes. You know, if you've been around Srila Prabhupada's movement for long enough, then you would be aware of some such instances of devotees who were, at least they were acting in Krishna consciousness, and by, you know, the standards of the day, they were considered to be relatively, compared to others of us, relatively considered to be more advanced. But some of them, not such a large number, but a number, suddenly changed. They suddenly changed. And don't be surprised if it happens again with someone who's we take to be like that. So therefore, as Prabhupada says here, one has to be very careful. And what else can you do? What else can you do? For many devotees, at least from time to time, think, Krishna consciousness is so nice. I will never leave Krishna consciousness. But then some do. And what to do? Well, as we said, as Prabhupada says, one has to be very careful. Prabhupada gives famous example here, very well-known example, that in the Upanishads it's stated that the path of spiritual realization is just like the sharp edge of a razor. The example is very appropriate. One shaves his cheeks with a sharp razor very nicely, but as soon as his attention is diverted, you know, maybe someone starts talking to them about something and they feel compelled to respond, but they continue shaving. And I don't know if any of you have ever shaved, ever cut your body. I have, and I've seen so many. And sometimes, you know, well, sometimes the devotees would use shaving equipment which is not designed for anything other than very careful use. These so-called cutthroat razors and things like this. And, you know, particularly back in the old days, way back, sometimes you'd find these devotees would come out after having shaved their heads with numerous cuts. And there was like a joke that, you know, your head is like a battleground. Yeah. I mean, there is shaving equipment with which it's easier to avoid such things. But even at the best of times, you can shave yourself. You can cut your face or head like that. If you get diverted, if your attention becomes distracted to something else, yeah. In Krishna consciousness, one of the main things within Krishna consciousness, of course, you know, we said to be careful, Prabhupada says to be careful, but within Krishna consciousness, like in a little more detail, is to be attentive. Attentiveness is emphasized, of course, in chanting. You know, there's the famous so-called 11th offense of inattentiveness. One must be attentive while chanting. So, but it's not just within chanting that one must be attentive. We must be attentive to what we're doing in every aspect of our lives in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, in anything, if we get into a kind of like what we sometimes, some devotees call a automatic pilot mode, that we know what we're doing. There's a saying in material life, there's a saying, I can do it with my eyes closed. Someone just becomes so habituated to doing something. But the problem is, if you try and do practically anything with your eyes closed, except sleeping, then sooner or later, some problem will arise. Sooner or later, even if you're very expert, inattention, you could say, is very powerful. It's a very powerful thing. And if we allow ourselves to become overcome by inattention, then sooner or later, in some way or another, that some sort of problem, and even very serious problem, will arise. Therefore, we jokingly say, but it's not a joke, that in chanting Hare Krishna, particularly like chanting japa, there are three rules. It's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it's not. The first rule is you have to chant attentively. The second rule is that you have to chant attentively. And the third rule is that whatever it takes, you have to chant attentively. At least that's one way of looking at the subject, but it's a very good way. A very good way of looking at the subject of chanting japa. Without attentiveness, everything, your japa becomes deteriorated. Inevitably becomes deteriorated. Just like we read last night, or the night before. Or last night or the night before. In our Bhagavad Gita seminar, that there are these 20 kind of like states of consciousness, you could say. There are these 20 states of consciousness which in verses 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, in the 13th chapter, they are said to be knowledge and the process of knowledge. One of them is basically to be fixed in Krishna consciousness and fixed in devotional service, undeviatingly like that. And Srila Prabhupada makes the point in the very extensive purport there that all the other things, like there was humility was the first, non-violence, and anyway, they're all there, even accepting a spiritual master. Of course, not all people who are presented as spiritual masters are Krishna conscious spiritual masters. But Prabhupada makes the point extremely strongly that without this particular point, of being absorbed in Krishna consciousness, really devoted to the Lord, then all the other 19 are useless. They're all useless. Without Krishna consciousness, all the humility in the world, all the tolerance, all the non-violence, all the desire for knowledge, and etc., all the detachment, all these things, Prabhupada emphatically makes the point, without the Krishna consciousness, they're useless. Just useless. Just forget it. Just reject it. So this point of being very attentive, as Prabhupada says, very careful in our execution of Krishna consciousness, it's so foundational. It's extremely foundational. Because our conditioned natures are such that without that, if the mind is just allowed to wander, then false ego takes over. And suddenly, from being a devotee, being focused with that consciousness that I am a devotee, therefore I do this and that, I live in a certain way. If the mind wanders, then due to past habit, the old false ego arises, which in principle means that in one way or another, I'm an enjoyer in the material world. That's what I am. That's the bottom line. Who I am, and then from who you are, what you are, the rest of your life manifests on the basis of what you are or what you think you are. Yes. So this is all very important, Prabhupada's emphasizing here, that this fall down, not only must one come to the stage of pure Krishna consciousness, but one must also be very careful. Any inattentiveness or carelessness may cause fall down. And this fall down is due to false ego. One's old false ego stands up and says, here I am, the enjoyer of material life in whatever way, as a woman, as a man, as a whatever. I am. I am not a devotee. I am some sort of person in material life. And then disaster. Disaster occurs. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Radhika, Haribol, Surya Kanta, Bhavana, Chaitanya Charan, Kasturi Manjari, Nirvana, Bhakti Gyan Das, Ujvala Prema Chaitali, Dal Govinda Sachi Priya, Radhika Rupa Chintamani, Sushila, Rasa Stali, Devi Dasa, Haribol, thank you for your association.
stop behind and turn to the right.